When the new legislative session begins in January, State Senator Robert Ort will submit two bills. One creates unscheduled inspections, 40% of which would come outside of regular business hours, including nights, weekends, and holidays. He explained he, too, has inspected nursing homes, but learned later he wasn't always getting the truth.
I was told after the visit, and I've gone through a couple, by residents and family members who called my office and pleaded that I didn't tell anybody that they called. Or didn't share their name because their loved one was there and they didn't want any repercussions on their loved one. They said, what you saw yesterday was not how it normally is. There were more staff there than I've ever seen. The care, the it was all rolled out, right?
The second bill would prevent owners of homes found in violation to buy more properties, and there would be a 2-year probationary period after they are fixed. He's also backing a third bill, which creates an independent monitoring body while giving the health department more power to find violators. Supporting his proposals is Kelly Bentley, who chairs the Family Council of the Villages of Orleans Health and Rehabilitation Center. She has a grandmother who has suffered abuses within a nursing home.
This is going to protect them. This is our future, our fate. And I'm sorry, but we have to have some changes in Albany that are going to come back, and it's going to ensure that what we as family members have entrusted someone to care for our loved ones, that they're actually going to receive that.
Ort acknowledges the challenge of forwarding the bills in a Senate that's about to change majority power, but he's hopeful he'll get the support needed on both sides of the aisle to put his bills on Governor Cuomo's desk for signature by the end of the next legislative term. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.